As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you could tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs, never hearing back, job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this program. Come on in, stay a while. We will try to untangle the mystery that is Bishop Sycamore, a fictitious high school somewhere in Columbus, but not quite sure where it is. But the school played on ESPN over the weekend, and there are a lot of questions about this school, the players. Well, we'll find out a little bit more coming up here in a little bit. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Cutdown day in the NFL, and we'll keep an eye on some of the names, recognizable names. I don't know how many big names, but the Cowboys have cut their quarterback, Ben DiNucci, and the Patriots have cut a player named D. Virgin. And Paulie had a, or no, it was Fritzy who had a little joke with D. Virgin.
It's a very small joke. What did D. Virgin tell Bill Belichick after being told he was cut?
I don't know, Todd. What did he tell?
I thought you said no experience necessary.
Okay. That's not bad.
It's all right. It's serviceable.
Yeah. But we'll keep an eye on some of the other names that are going to be cut this. Now, if you're cut, can you ask for your game jersey? How does that work? Do they let you back in the building?
Because on Hard Knocks, when you're cut, the guy walks up to you and walks you right up to whatever coach's office, and then they walk you to the travel desk, and you get a ticket, and you're gone. Or do they allow you to clean out your locker?
I don't know how that works, but if you get cut, are you getting cut before you get to the facility? Ross Tucker, our good buddy, the former NFL offensive lineman, just retweeted something. Yes, Paulie?
Yeah, Ross is kind of an expert witness on this being cut in the NFL. He said, quote, "You don't have access to your jersey when they cut you. The equipment guys have it. Hmm. You can ask the equipment guy for it, and some will just give it to you. Some teams will payroll deduct you and then give you the jersey, like $150 or whatever."
Hmm.
Would you want it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though it reminds you of getting fired?
But it also reminds me of I got a chance to get fired. And I got fired in the preseason. Cut. Cut sounds better than fired. I got cut. Fired sounds like you really did something bad. I just got cut. There was no room for me. Yeah, see.
Right. Like, I don't know that people who got that far, but, you know, maybe they got cut or maybe they would. I don't think that there's like any shame in that or they're embarrassed of it. They're like, dang, I made it further than 99.9% of the people I played with.
Yeah. When I was encouraged to not come back to Eastern Kentucky, I kept my jersey in my warm-up pants. I don't know if they knew that I took them. They cared that I took them. But if I don't even have them anymore. My wife was cleaning out. You know, I save everything. And my wife looked at this jersey and she said, you know, it was just like a ratty jersey. And she gave it to Goodwill. And it took her 2 years to admit to me because I kept looking for this jersey. I'm like, it's purple or maroon. And she knew that she had thrown it away or given it to Goodwill. And I just kept thinking, where is this jersey? And she finally said, I have something to tell you. At that point in our relationship, I didn't know what she was going to tell me. And then she goes, I gave away your basketball jersey. And I said, well, why? Well, that sounded like Luke Wilson, didn't it?
Yeah.
Why? And she said, I just thought it was like, it was not a jersey you wanted to keep. It looked like a rag. And I said, well, I made it look like a rag because I played so hard and I hustled and I sweated and there's probably blood on there. And she said, I didn't see any of that. I said, okay. But I lost.
Didn't look like it was worn much?
No, it wasn't. No.
Was it technically game used?
It was.
Technically
game used.
All right.
Yeah. That's why I thought she wouldn't throw it away because it probably looked brand new. And who at Goodwill went to Goodwill and took that jersey and went, yep, I want to have Eastern Kentucky number 32 jersey. Yeah, Paul.
Do you want the I team to track it down?
No.
It cost a couple bucks.
No. Remember when we had the guy on who would go to breakfast and he would see my former coach at breakfast? And I said, well, go up to coach Bob Mulkey. I said, well, he may not remember me. I just know that he wants to forget me. That's when you go in and say, coach, I'm thinking about transferring. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. And he called me Golden Boy, too. So, yeah, some great memories there at Eastern Kentucky.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Oh, man. Yeah. That is hilarious.
Spared me a tough conversation. Yeah. Thank you, youngster.
Yeah. It wasn't going to be a tough conversation for him.
Here's a bus ticket.
Because he had his back to me in his office when I walked in. I said, coach, I'm thinking about transferring. He goes, I think that's a good idea. He didn't even turn around. I went, all righty. Well, thank you, coach. My parting gifts were, let me steal my jersey and my warm-up pants. Yes, Todd?
He couldn't even take a moment to turn around and face you for a second.
No.
That's so weak.
No, it's all right. It's all right. But there are certain colors where, like, the uniforms were maroon. I don't want maroon. I hate maroon. And it's not just because I had a bad experience at Eastern Kentucky. Maroon is, you can't work with maroon. No? You can. There's certain colors where you go, I don't think I could wear that. Or maybe I wouldn't feel as masculine as I needed to because I'm wearing maroon. Yeah, Paul.
You know, it's funny. Scene just goes, don't you like maroon, Paul? And I'm like, I'm more of a cranberry guy. It's a very specific niche.
Oh, my apologies.
But I went to Southern Illinois and I don't.
Yeah,
really,
but that's an outfit you wear. It's got cranberry in it.
It sure does.
I'm wearing maroon when I go out on the floor.
SIU was maroon and white, and I never really cared.
Yours wasn't white.
More of a cream?
Yes, you had maroon and cream.
Vanilla?
Even worse.
Eggshell?
You had cream. Was it? Yes, McLovin, what?
So I was maroon in high school, and I looked like an idiot. We all did. But then Kobe wore maroon on the same jersey and looked amazing in it. Yeah. So is it the player or the color?
Well, I like the Laker colors, but if Larry Bird wore those colors,
nope.
It wouldn't look good.
Nope.
Like, there's certain guys when you see them in a uniform and it feels like the uniform is spitting them back out. If right? Like, the uniform is saying, no, get out of here. Get this off. Get me off your body. Yeah, Paul.
Well, are the Lakers' colors and uniforms fantastic, or were they made fantastic because the Lakers are awesome? Like, if you would have, you just went up to someone and held the Lakers jersey, and they didn't know about the Lakers' history of success, would you say that's a good look, or would you say that's a weird mix of purple and gold, or purple and yellow?
No, it's gold.
Yeah,
the gold is different because, you know, yellow and gold, that's different. There was something about those Laker uniforms. The first time I saw them in person was the early 70s when the Lakers came to town in Cincinnati. And I remember Jerry West had low-cut Adidas, white with the gold stripes. And he had the gold wristbands, the gold uniform, and had the purple on it. I thought, that looks great. But I do think you have to be, like, the uniform will make you look better. But then you have to be really good, it feels like, with some of these colors that you put out there. Remember when Charlotte had the Perry Ellis pinstripes, the teal? Like, teal was really big there for
teal
a while.
Teal and purple and white and black were the combos.
But they were a good team. Whereas there's certain teams that aren't good, or they may have colors that are questionable there. Yes, Eden.
Got another cut.
Uh-oh.
It's a banger.
Okay.
A banger.
1 to 10.
11.
11?
He's not lying.
Nick Foles.
No.
Okay.
At least that's not who I'm talking about now.
Okay. Give me a hint. Did you just give me one by saying it's a banger?
It is a banger. No. Well, our interview from hour one would have been much different had we gotten this information first.
We had Tom Curran, the NFL insider. Cam Newton.
Gone.
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
Whoa.
Right? Cam Newton cut.
We triple checked it.
Holy smokes.
What the heck?
Wow.
So are they going with, like, Mac? Is Stidham still there?
He might be. And Hoyer?
And Hoyer? What?
Did they do that because they were going to start Mac Jones and wanted to give him an opportunity to play someplace else? That he didn't want to be a backup quarterback? Damn. Fritzy, get a hold of Tom Curran again. Why in the hell, Mr. Insider, didn't know that Cam Newton could get cut today?
Well, Dan, look, anybody who's been watching preseason saw this coming, okay? That was Jimmy Jimerson.
No, I know that. No, I was going to go to Jimmy Jimerson or Insider.
Everybody paying attention saw this coming.
To a man, they knew that Cam could get cut. Yes, McLevin.
Curran, to his credit, was the one who's saying, he's been saying all along that Mac Jones is going to start.
Yes.
And he said 90% of his cohort said that it was Cam. So the strong majority said Cam Newton was going to start.
I thought that Bill playing Cam Newton a couple of series meant usually that's the quarterback who's going to start week one. Wow.
That's exactly what ESPN and NFL Network were saying yesterday. But by the fact that Cam Newton was playing with the ones, the starters, he was the starter. And silly to speculate otherwise. I heard a lot of that yesterday.
Man.
The hammer. Now, does he get to keep his jersey?
Yes, he does.
When he gets cut?
Yeah, I don't know if he wants to keep it.
Or direct deposit.
Yes. Yes, McLevin.
And Dallas cut two of its backup quarterbacks today. Just saying. Did they know something was... Philadelphia, Indianapolis? Where's Cam going? That's the next big chapter.
But does he want to go knowing he's going to be a backup quarterback? But at this stage, it feels like all of these teams realize who their starter is going to be. And I don't know if you bring it, like bringing in Cam Newton to be your starter. Can't imagine that happening. Yeah, McLevin.
Well, Philadelphia, though, seems a little more shaky than the other ones. You think that would be a fit?
I don't know. You're right. I mean, if you're playing Jalen Hurts, you can play Cam Newton. But if you really believe in, is Cam better than Jalen Hurts? Is Cam better than Gardner Minshew? I know it sounds crazy to say that, but at this stage of his career, as a quarterback, is he better than those two? And I don't know. I assume he's better than Jalen Hurts. I don't know if he's better than Gardner Minshew from the passing standpoint here. Yeah, Paul.
I think I said this last year with Cam Newton. I know it's probably too late in the game because the NFL season starts in a week. He should go to the media for a year. I think a lot of people would scoop him up for a year, get healthy, and look for another job, or go the RG3 route and say, like, I'm done with this. Bouncing team to team, fighting for snaps. Grab a media job. He'll get one quick.
Yeah, but everybody's got their teams because, the season starts.
Good Morning Football's got an opening.
No, they already they hired D'Angelo Hall.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not that you wouldn't make room for him, but I don't know if Cam would want to take a year off. Yeah, McLovin.
Also, remember, COVID could knock out some starting quarterbacks. Man. I think backup quarterback might be more important.
Wow. Cam Newton got cut. Yeah, see.
I wonder if he had any idea.
I think that's one that Bill had to bring him in and probably say, sit down. I don't think that's where we're going to let you know or your agent know. Man, that is...
Dang.
I'm shocked. I know Mac Jones played extremely well. I just never thought that Bill Belichick would go with a rookie to start the season.
They haven't since Bledsoe.
If I told you a year ago, Mac Jones will be the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots. If I told you the day before the draft, if I told you the day after the draft, Mac Jones is going to be the starting quarterback. Rodney Harrison, the former New England Patriot, he talked about this a couple of days ago where he said, hey, there's no question. Mac Jones should be the starting quarterback. This isn't, hey, Cam, former MVP, you know, you don't owe him anything. That Belichick would always preach, you play the best people who help the team win. And Mac Jones gives you, that's one of those, if you're a fantasy person and you've already had your draft and you're going, gosh, do I take Cam? You know, he rushes for all those touchdowns.
Big signings in the offseason.
Yeah, I mean, like the person who took Mac Jones, I don't know if Mac Jones puts up big numbers, but, you know, that's one of those, you take a flyer late in the draft and you go, I'll take Mac Jones. And people go, ah, why would you take Mac Jones? And then that person is probably tweeting today going, I took Mac Jones. Yeah, Paul.
Remember we found out his actual name is Michael McCorkle Jones?
McCorkle.
McCorkle.
McCorkle. Mac. 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 McCorkle.
He should go by McCorkle. Remember Cam went to Cameron? He was Cameron Newton. Went to Cam. He should go the other way and go from Mac to McCorkle.
Phone calls are welcome. 877-3DP Show. Email address dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle is at DP Show. The Mets have a couple of games today. We'll talk about what kind of reception they're going to get with their crowd. The Mets host the Marlins this afternoon, and then they have another game coming up tonight. Poll question, McLovin, before we take a break.
Oh, I put up, and this is now a different poll question. Which quarterback has the best chance of having a great second act? And Cam Newton was on the list with Jameis Winston. Matthew Stafford is actually leading the list by a big distance.
Wow. Can we do a Cam Newton related poll question?
Well, I mean, you could ask where he's going next. We already got a bunch of tweets saying Houston Texans should call him.
Oh, that's mean. If you can't, okay, maybe you go into the media for a year. You go to the Texans? Wow. And they may have Deshaun Watson inactive. I talked to somebody yesterday affiliated with the league office. And he listens to the show. He watches the show, and he goes, hey, there's no story going on with Deshaun Watson as far as people wanting to trade for him. I go, what do you mean? He goes, "That just trust me. There's nobody talking about getting Deshaun Watson." And I go, well, there certainly was a lot of talk yesterday about it. He goes, yeah, I was surprised. I said, why didn't you tweet or text me yesterday? And he goes, I was busy. And I said, okay. So I saw Jason Lockenfor of CBS Sports said the same thing, that basically a lot of hot air here. And I'm like, all right. Felt like there was something attached to this. We knew what the offer was. And now Miami backed away from this. So, but they may make him inactive the entire season. Pay him $10 million and he doesn't play this season. All right, when we come back, the puzzle that is Bishop's Sycamore. What is there really a high school called Bishop Sycamore? Is there a building on the campus of Bishop Sycamore? It feels like there's a post office box here, but this is a high school team, and that's where the mystery starts. We'll talk about that coming up. Check in with the Saints, who may have to relocate that game with the Packers opening night due to the hurricane. Saints already in Dallas practicing. Take a break, running late. Dan Patrick Show back after this. Start of the school year is a good time to educate your kids on staying safer online because children can be targets to many online threats, including phishing, viruses. protecting their laptops and phones is a really good start, because you have to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day, we put our information at risk on the internet. In an instant, a cyber criminal could harm what's yours, your finances, and your credit. Great that there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect that information has potentially been compromised, they send you an alert. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but keep what's yours. Thanks to LifeLock by Norton, join now and save up to 25% off your first year. The promo code is Patrick. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to lifelock.com. Use the promo code Patrick for up to 25% off. Protect what's yours with the great folks at lifelock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK, promo code Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
In case you're just joining us, Cam Newton has been cut by the New England Patriots. I thought he was going to start for this team, but Mac Jones, come on in. You got the keys to the car. McLovin put out, where do you think Cam Newton will end up? I think the Washington football team. If you put him in there, that'd certainly be an interesting team. You got Ryan Fitzpatrick there, but I love that Washington team. And put Cam in there. Well, we also had some people saying maybe Cam could end up at Bishop Sycamore because he might be right around the age that they'd bring in those.
Too soon.
Is it too soon?
Too soon.
Bailey Johnson covers high school sports for the Columbus Dispatch, and she joins us now. First of all, Bailey, thanks for joining us. Being familiar with the Columbus area myself, I had not heard of an actual campus, a high school called Bishop Sycamore. So is there an actual campus, a high school called Bishop Sycamore in the Columbus area?
There is not. As far as we're aware, they do not have a campus or a practice facility or really anything tangible at all. They practice in a variety of indoor facilities that they rent out for a day at a time, and that's pretty much it.
How did this happen? That this is a school that played, I think, six games last year, didn't win any of these games, and then next thing you know, they're playing a great football team on ESPN national TV.
Yeah, it's still a little bit unclear how the game came to be scheduled. ESPN has told us that it was scheduled by Paragon Marketing Group, and it's a little bit unclear how Paragon got connected with the guys over at Bishop Sycamore. My understanding is there's another scheduling company in the mix that sort of connected Bishop Sycamore with IMG. I know they played last year at the end of Sycamore's season. Last year they played IMG, so there was clearly some sort of connection there to begin with. But frankly, it's all still a little bit of a mystery how they actually ended up playing this football game when they clearly had no business doing it.
Are these high school players?
No, most of them are not.
Are they? So they're over 18?
I have been told that the majority of them are at least 19 or 20, if not older than that.
But is that a crime? Like, if I think we've seen this before where you have, there was a high school player who was like 28 years of age, came in and was dominating high school basketball. But you're playing against minors. I don't know what charges these coaches are facing to begin with, but I don't know if that's criminal as well.
My understanding is that it isn't, but you'd certainly think that it would be to have them playing minors. I know there are other club teams in certainly the Columbus area, and I imagine around the country, because that's really what they are. They're not a school. They're a club team at this point of a bunch of guys just trying to play football. There are definitely questions about how that works with the fact that most of them are not under the age of 18. And frankly, the more concerning part is that some of them are and should be getting a high school education right now that they're not getting.
The coach, what can you tell me about the head coach?
Roy Johnson is the head coach, or it's possibly Andre Peterson. They kind of switch back and forth on which one of them is truly in charge. We know that Roy Johnson has done this before. He ran an academy called COF Academy here in Columbus a couple of years ago that ended up getting shut down, and it just kind of popped back up again. Same people, new name as Bishop Sycamore.
This feels like a scam. Is it?
It is.
Yeah?
Pretty much, yeah.
But what are they getting out of this? What are these coaches trying to pull off here?
Well, they're trying to, and they do have an admirable mission if they were accomplishing it correctly. They're trying to take kids who are from maybe disadvantaged backgrounds or need help getting to college and playing college football, and they're trying to help them. But the overall impression is they just don't really know what they're doing and are probably doing more harm than good.
Have you reached out to parents of these kids who are playing for Bishop Sycamore?
I've spoken to a parent whose son left the program over the summer after originally joining them at the beginning of the spring.
And what did they say?
He said it all sounded good in the beginning. His son graduated from a school here in Columbus and was looking to take a prep year to get better offers after COVID sort of didn't allow him to go to the camps he thought he would get to go to. So they signed on with Sycamore. He was going to be the starting quarterback. They were going to build a team around him, and then just nothing ever materialized. Uniforms, they went on the camp circuit and left hotels unpaid all around the country, and just all turned out to be quite shady, and they left at the end of the summer.
Do they have games scheduled that they're still going to play?
They do. As far as I know, every game that has been on their schedule, which includes, they're supposed to play this coming Friday, and I believe it's Tennessee. They're supposed to play a couple teams in Ohio. They're supposed to play a team in Texas. And as far as I know, all of those games are still on as scheduled.
But explain this to me, though, Bailey, that they had a game, was it 48 hours prior to the game on ESPN?
Yes, they played Friday night in Pennsylvania.
How does this happen? Nobody's monitoring this? Like, it's one thing for it to happen, but it's another thing that you end up on ESPN against
Absolutely.
A great team.
Yeah.
A power
the coaches are, they're, our coaches are really wonderful salesmen. I can tell you that. I listened to them for 3 hours on a Twitter conversation yesterday, and they could sell a used car to a used car salesman. But I mean, it's unbelievable, honestly, what they've gotten away with here so far. They told us that only 12 to 15 of the players played in both games, and they only played maybe a few snaps in the first quarter and then played in the second half, that type of thing. But from what we've seen on the tape from both games, that's not the case.
This is crazy. And then you're hearing these horror stories that, you know, maybe they were stealing food because they didn't have food. There's a GoFundMe page, not paying hotel bills. You know, feels like somebody's going to jail here, Bailey.
It does. It very much does. I don't know of anything at this point, but I can only imagine that investigations are coming because, especially with the kids they have that are under the age of 18, they have an obligation to be providing them an education that they're not getting.
What's the local reaction in Columbus?
A lot of people, it's kind of split between, yeah, we knew these guys were shady, this isn't surprising, and people who have never heard of them. A lot of people really didn't know this was happening. And the people who did are like, yeah, we know Roy Johnson. He's done this before. This doesn't shock us that the scam blew up on national TV.
Is there an address? Do they list an address for the school?
The address that's registered with the state for last school year, which, by the way, as far as we're aware, they're not registered with the state for this coming school year. The address that's listed is for an indoor training facility about 15 minutes outside of downtown. And the people at that training facility have told us they come in maybe once a month to use the weight room for a little bit.
Good luck with this, Bailey. Sounds like a plum assignment here of trying to untangle this evil web here you have with. And I don't think there is an actual bishop named Sycamore, is there? I went to Catholic grade school. I didn't pay attention, but I don't know if there's a. Is it the patron of lost causes? Like, is there a Bishop Sycamore here, Bailey?
As far as I know, there is not. I did see a tweet from Andre Peterson, one of the leaders, where he said the bishop basically means that he's the overseer. And he's the overseer of the program. So I think it comes from him somehow.
That doesn't sound good. Bailey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That's Bailey Johnson, covers high school sports for the Columbus Dispatch. It feels like the more questions you ask, the less you know about what is going on and how they pulled this off. And ESPN is distancing itself greatly from this. There's no story on their own website. Doesn't this feel like a 30 for 30? Is that what ESPN does? They wait until there's a little time separating this, and it's like 30 for 30. Bishop Sycamore. Yes, Todd?
Which is the age of some of the kids that play in the game, so that works perfectly.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, if I'm Bailey Johnson, maybe I pull a 21 Jump Street and infiltrate the school. Ooh. She can go to school there online or go to the building where they kind of had classes, and she'd be like the student manager. She can get, what's the guy's, Jonah Hill could join her?
Yeah. Who was the other one? Channing Tatum?
Channing Tatum. 23 Jump Street at Bishop Sycamore.
Yeah, I like that. And who did they play at an academy? Did they play IMG? Out of Orlando, I think.
Which is real.
Yes. Yeah, that is a real academy and might be the number one team in the country, I think. But after a while, the announcers are going, it was 30 to nothing in the second quarter. It could have been 100 to nothing. And you're going, this team is supposed to have Division I, at least 10 Division I recruits. And I thought, well, they're not out there. Yeah, Paulie.
All their recruits are going to like University of Phoenix, Southern New Hampshire University, online schools.
Wow. Yes, Todd.
When you see them taking pictures with their wives and kids outside the parking lot, how does no one know?
Do they have, you know, bring your kids to school day there for Bishop Sycamore?
Little father-son halftime Nerf football catch on the field.
Oh, man. What a wild story. And you know, somebody had to book this game, schedule this game. And they have other game. Now, are they must-see TV now? They got a game in Tennessee, a game in Texas, a game in Ohio. I think they're on the run. I think, oh, my God. And I feel bad for these kids because they're being promised something. And you have these coaches manipulating these kids. But I think there's a GoFundMe page that they were hoping to raise $20,000. I think they have $200 so far. Yeah, McLovin.
Yeah. I do really even believe all this? You couldn't write this.
I know. And when I first saw the story, and then all of a sudden, it felt like people had information. They just didn't have an outlet to tell anybody about it. And then it's like, oh, well, I'm hearing, oh, well, I know this, or I talked to this person. Yeah, Seton.
What's crazy about it? Like, to me, the craziest part is that these dudes think they're legit enough that it's like, yeah, let's go on ESPN and do this. Let's go on ESPN and, like, make the whole world known sort of who we are, because they, in their mind, it's legit.
Can you still play this team if you're the team in Tennessee or the team in Texas? Does somebody step in? Do actual grown-ups step in and say, you know, this isn't a sanctioned football game? You're playing against kids who were 19, 20 years of age? Yeah, Todd.
I don't see how you could possibly play these older kids. Now, however bad they are, and if they've been outscored 340-20, you can't put your kids at risk like that. And all of a sudden, one of your 14, 15-year-old kids gets knocked over by like a 19, 20-year-old. How do you explain that to the parents letting this game happen?
Yeah, Paul.
That's actually something I've been looking into. Is it an illegal act to put a bunch of 19 and 20-year-olds against 17-year-olds in a high school football game? It doesn't matter that they got blown out. That could be an illegal act, like endangering kids. You're putting adults in a physical contest with underage minors.
But also, wasn't there a basketball player who came from another country? And he was a high school player, I believe, in Texas. And he was around 28 years of age. And he was dominating. And then somebody realized that he was a grown man. Yeah, McLovin.
Has that fantasy ever spoken to you before?
Yes.
I was going to say, that sounded like more of a game plan than a story.
Yeah. I thought, you know what? If I came back in high school at around 25, I'd be lighting up Springboro for 30 a night. Yes, Todd.
And Bishop Sycamore, they were just featured on Impractical Jokers like 3 weeks ago. No one saw that.
That is not true. That is not true. Oh, man. Grown-ups screw up everything. Yes, McLovin.
The man was 26 and played at a Dallas high school. He was from overseas.
Yeah, but he dominated.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
Almost got a scholarship.
Yeah. Well, he was good enough to get a scholarship. They just found out before he could get a scholarship. All right, let's take a break. We'll get some phone calls coming up. Once again, Cam Newton has been cut by the New England Patriots. Yeah, Paul.
But Mac Jones has not necessarily been named the starter. People assume that one means the other. Has he been named the starter?
Oh, well, I don't know if Bill has actually said that publicly.
It'd be classic Bill to go with Brian Hoyer in September and then hand it to
Mac. The NFL Network says Mac Jones will start week one against the Dolphins.
They assume it, or it's been announced?
But there's no. Let's go to Jimmy Jimerson and see what Jimmy has to say, our NFL insider. Jimmy, what are you hearing about Mac Jones starting for the Patriots week one?
Dan, this has been obvious to anybody who's been following the preseason. It's been Mac Jones all along. I mean, nobody can really be surprised about this. Cam Newton just, he just wasn't the right fit for Bill.
Well, thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. Back to you.
Jimmy Jimerson.
Back to you in the studio.
Oh, gosh.
See, Andrew had this all like there was like a precursor to it all when he was just like, there's a cut that's going to get me real upset. He thought it was going to be Will Greer. It's Cam Newton. Dang, dude.
I know. You love yourself some Cam Newton.
I do.
Yeah, McLovin.
Still, DiNucci getting cut.
Ben DiNucci.
Okay, bigger cut today. DiNucci, Will Greer, Cam Newton. New poll question.
By the way, make sure you take advantage of the next great podcast. We give you an opportunity to submit your great podcast idea to myself and the podcast team at iHeartRadio. And all you have to do is go to danpatrick.com. You click on the link to our homepage for those submissions. All of those, we had 1,800 last year. Doesn't have to necessarily be a sports podcast. In fact, our winner last year was not. We have 10 finalists. We'll give you a budget, the opportunity to produce the pilot podcast. And you have until September 17th to submit your idea. Go to danpatrick.com, follow the link, submit your idea, and good luck. We could be in business. Take a break. Phone calls coming up back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Huge thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFT partners of The Dan Patrick Show. You can dive into all the action, hottest NFL, NBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all, but that's not all. Panini America, breaking new ground, exclusive NIL deals featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. Well, like the biggest name in college sports, Caitlin Clark. Also, some upcoming first-round draft picks. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Donruss, and so many more on the web at PaniniAmerica.net. Or the Panini Direct app. And discover Panini Instant Cards celebrating the biggest sports moments of the previous week. You get started by going to PaniniAmerica.net today, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boog. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my
game. That's my game, bro.
877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Make sure you go to the DP Show store, danpatrick.com. You can win the tailgate t-shirts. We got hats. We got coffee mugs. We got dog biscuits as well. Go to danpatrick.com. Check out the store. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Football Outsiders has some information. Football Outsiders simulates the season a million times to predict the average number of wins for each team. And if you're looking for over-under bets, here are the teams that Football Outsiders think will be over their win total. The Patriots. Now, this was made before Cam Newton was cut. The Ravens, Lions, and the Vikings. Now, they don't go over by a whole lot, but according to Football Outsiders, if you're somebody who gambles or entertainment purposes only, and Football Outsiders sort of created this analytics a long, long time ago, didn't they, McLovin?
As far as the media goes, there were probably, they were like the first big analytic website, and they had this thing called DVOA, which I'm not sure what it stands for, but it certainly has been used a lot.
Okay. But give me their approach. Like,
so they, as far as I understand, they look at really the numbers, and we were talking about it pre-show. Like, they'll look at third and five and say what a team produced in that situation, and they'll aggregate all the numbers in the situations. They don't really like PFF actually looks at the missed block and determines that. They're just looking at crunching numbers. And based on this, they really, really love the Ravens, which is funny because not a lot of real analysts are talking about, well, traditional analysts are talking about the Ravens.
No, the team they really love is the Lions.
Yeah.
Because the Lions' win total is 4.5. And a Football Outsider says that the Lions are going to win 7 games.
Oh, yeah, I know.
That's a big jump. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of surprising. But 7-10? With an over-under 4.5? I mean, even 6-11, you're making money. 5-12.
Unbelievable. That, yeah. That one, they also, they really like the Vikings.
Yeah.
But I don't know, you know, there's this, you know, Kirk Cousins' COVID situation. Do you take that into account when
yes.
you look at win totals?
Yes. Because I told you at the beginning of the show that some of the Vegas sharps are looking at the over-unders of teams that have quarterbacks who are not vaccinated. And one of those teams was New England. One of those teams was Minnesota. One of those teams was Baltimore. And another team was Dallas. Well, three of those teams are on this list of take the over. Yeah, Paulie?
I'm reading this Football Outsiders DVOA. They basically take the situation in the game and give you credit for beating a situation. So it's 3rd and 1 and your running back runs for 4 yards. That's much more valuable than 1st and 10 and your running back runs for four yards because the defense is targeting a run play there. If it's 3rd and 15 and you get a 1st down, that's 16 yards. That's more valuable than 1st and 10 getting 16 yards. Like the situational, you get bonus points for accomplishing tough situations on offense.
And I know some people have tweeted the show and said the fact that, you know, Cam didn't get vaccinated, could that have played into this? I have no idea. And I don't know if Belichick is going to say anything, but he did miss 5 days of practice. But I have no idea. I know Kirk Cousins is not vaccinated. Lamar Jackson not vaccinated. Dak Prescott reportedly not vaccinated. But I don't know if that was reason enough or a reason why the Patriots were going to go with Mac Jones. Yeah, McLovin.
I'm reading the reasoning on Football Outsiders why they like the Patriots. They remind us that they're bringing back all those guys who opted out last year. They got Matt Judon from the Ravens. Like, the defense could be the key. So does it make a huge difference in the win total if they go Cam or Mac Jones?
I thought you would probably win more games with Cam this year because it felt like they were building the team for Cam this year. They brought in the two tight ends. And Cam had his best success when he had Greg Olsen in Carolina. And I thought to keep him from not throwing the ball deep or relying on him throwing the ball deep, I have those tight ends. You got a lot of running backs. You got a really good offensive line. It felt like that was one of those, we're not blowing people out, but we're going to be in every single game. And with Cam running for touchdowns, making some plays, but Mac Jones is ready. When Bill Belichick signs off on this, that Mac Jones is ready, don't you think, though, oh, man, I'm going way, way too deep, deep state. When the Patriots play Tampa Bay, wouldn't Bill Belichick love nothing better than to roll out Tom Brady Jr. and beat Tom Brady in New England? If he beats him with Cam, okay, And look, I know maybe I'm reading way too much into this because Bill wants to win. But man, if you could win with Mac Jones in week four as opposed to Cam Newton, home game, national TV, and you can put Mac Jones out there. Or you might get embarrassed and Mac Jones gets dominated by the Tampa defense. I don't know. But I'm just throwing that out there. First thing that came to mind was like, God, they play them in week four in New England.
I mean, look at what they just did to Patrick Mahomes. Are you going to throw Mac Jones?
I know.
Dang.
I know. But I will say the Patriots offensive line better than Kansas City's offensive line in the Super Bowl. Patriots got a good offensive line. But they have like five running backs, don't they? That they're keeping? Does it feel like that, McLovin?
Well, they traded Sony Michel.
Yeah.
So Ramondre, yeah, they have guys.
They didn't need Sony Michel. They probably were going to cut Sony Michel.
I was looking at the running backs, and everyone is saying Todd Gurley is 27. He's still out there. And like a team like Baltimore,
I know,
isn't even picking him up. Isn't it amazing how fast you can fall off?
Well, that was a devastating knee injury that he had. I mean, he had, like, I'm sure he's got arthritis in that knee. Like he'll struggle to probably just walk when he gets older. But Todd got paid. And, but yeah, at that age, and the Ravens need a running back with Dobbins out for the year. Interesting. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
What up, though? Anything happening today?
No.
I mean, you know, it's a kind of a slow news day, I tell you. You know what? To you guys' credit, I do not believe any other show has Jimmy Jimerson breaking it down like you guys. I mean, thank God we got that guy on payroll here for us. Hey, listen, I have another question for you, too. Which one is absolutely going to happen? The L.A. Rams, with a healthy Matthew Stafford, will make the playoffs, or the Detroit Lions won't make the playoffs. If you had to put money on it, which one will absolutely happen?
Thank you, Jeff. I would say the Rams are going to make the playoffs. And I would say that the Lions won't make the playoffs.
Easy, hot taker.
If the Lions go 7-10, that would be a good year. And, you know, that's an improvement. Right now, the over-under is 4.5. Yes, McLovin.
Remember the bet? I have to drive to Detroit if they make the playoffs.
Yes. Yeah.
I am very confident that's not happening.
Yeah. Would you walk to Detroit? Are you that confident?
You mean like Forrest Gump walking across the whole country?
Yes.
Felt like running.
Hey, Jenny. We'll check in with the Saints. We'll also examine some of the great sports hoaxes of all time following what happened with the Columbus High School football team. Final hour coming up. One more item. We close out hour two. This past year has brought a lot of change to our lives. And for some of you, that means you've changed jobs or maybe you're considering retirement. And if that's your situation, you probably have a lot of questions on your mind. Who handles your retirement accounts? Do you have enough money to retire? What's that portfolio look like? Is it invested appropriately? Retirement's a big step. When it comes to investing for retirement, most people can't afford to make mistakes. Stifel has helped clients like you manage investments for over 130 years. That's right, 130 years. Your Stifel financial advisor can help you create a personalized retirement plan, understand your options for claiming Social Security, and implement an investment portfolio that's designed around your needs. Plus, Stifel clients have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views. You're going to be more informed making that decision, those decisions. Find your Stifel financial advisor at stifel.com, S-T-I-F-E-L.com. Stifel, Nicholas & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app, the vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.